Hello, this is Steve Heimel. You've probably been hearing me for years on public radio, even if you had just moved to Haines or Skagway from somewhere else in the state. The public radio resource we have in Alaska is truly unique in the way it brings the whole state together, and it's worth your support. In fact, it can't happen without you. That's right. Just about every funding source KHNS has would dry up if the station couldn't show it was supported financially in its community. Whether it's the music, the news, the talk, whatever you appreciate, we need you to call now to keep it going and bringing us all together.
They had a heavy rain warning here of about 2 inches of rain in 24 hours. And we got the brunt of it this morning.
Nearly 200 paddlers take off for Dawson City in a downpour for this year's Yukon River Quest. And stay with us for a special feature that digs into the local news archives as KHNS celebrates 30 years. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. Skagway had the lowest unemployment rate in the state in May as tourism hiring picked up. That number plummeted from one of the highest unemployment rates for April, from 18.5% to 2.5%. Last month's unemployment data is from the Department of Labor and Workforce Development. Neil Freed, state economist, says Alaska's fishing and visitor industries are mobilizing a workforce for 3 to 4 months of hyperactivity. The second lowest unemployment rate was in Bristol Bay, a heavy fishing region. The May unemployment rate there was 4.1%. Haines unemployment fell from 11.1% in April to 8% in May, with 19 more people employed in the borough last month. That's slightly higher than the same time last year. Statewide, the non-seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell during May from 8.4% to 7.9%. That's slightly higher than it was at the same time last year, with about 1,000 more unemployed workers in May 2010 than a year ago. Kellogg Company is voluntarily recalling several types of cereals because of what they're calling an uncharacteristic off flavor and smell coming from the liner in the package. The Department of Environmental Conservation has confirmed these products have been distributed in Alaska. Only products with the letters KN following the better if used before date are in the recall for Kellogg's Apple Jacks, Corn Pops, Fruit Loops, and Honey Smacks. No illnesses have been reported with the recall. The Kellogg Consumer Response Center is at 888-801-4163. The longest annual canoe and kayak marathon in the world just might be the rainiest one, too. The 2010 Yukon River Quest began in Whitehorse Wednesday morning with nearly 200 paddlers moving through the Yukon bound for Dawson City.
We just saw them off. They're all off. Unfortunately, it's very wet here, so the start was quite wet.
Skagway's Jeff Brady officiates and has raced before, and he says he doesn't remember weather so wet and so cold in the race's history.
It's tapered off some, but everybody got pretty well drenched today, so that's a big concern right now. They had a heavy rain warning here of about 2 inches of rain in 24 hours, and we got the brunt of it this morning, but it's looking a little better.
The river race is a 460-mile, nearly nonstop paddling race, a world-class wilderness event with soloists and boating teams racing to the midnight sun.
They'll be paddling through the night tonight. They'll cross Lake LaBarge here. They'll be hitting that here in the next 3 or 4 hours. And they go through the lake. It takes them about anywhere from 5 to 8 hours to cross the lake. And then they're in the what's called the 30-mile river through the night. It's a really pretty section of river. But it'll get quite foggy in there tonight with this weather. And then they'll kind of emerge in the morning out at Little Salmon and on into Carmax throughout the day tomorrow. And that's their first rest stop for 7 hours. And then they, from there, they go on through the rapids, Five Finger Rapids, and they'll pass our checkpoint at Fort Selkirk on the following evening is when we'll be up all night checking them through. And then they get to a place called Kirkman Creek on late Thursday. And that's a short rest stop for about 3 hours. Kind of gives them a little rest before the final 100 miles to Dawson City.
The Northern Lynn Canal's only contestant this year is Skagway's 28-year-old Severin Nelson, a self-described novice solo kayaker originally from North Dakota.
He's been up in Skagway the past three or four summers, he and his wife, Chandra, and she's up here as well. She's supporting him. We're just up in Severn, you know, it's his first time, so hopefully he seems really upbeat and good, and he has all his proper gear. We're just really cheering for him to make it all the way. It's always toughest on the solo people, but, yeah, he's got a good attitude. I think he's and he really wants to do this, so we'll be pulling for him.
The race is tough, but so is the competition. Last year's winner, a Texas Voyager team, is back. 78 teams started the race early on June 30th. That's 180 paddlers, intending to finish by July 4th.
There's the Texans are back. They're kind of the team to beat, this team of Voyagers. They're going to be trying for the record, but with this weather, it's going to be tough. There's Carter Johnson, who's one of the best solo kayakers in the world. He's back. There's a number of really good canoe teams this year. A lot of them are just kind of local teams that are really good. Local meaning UConn.
More area residents are taking part as volunteers at various checkpoints, but Brady adds that more Skagway paddlers should be on the water next year.
But next year, though, and this is, I'm going to put the word out now to all my Skagway buddies who are paddlers. I want to get a Voyager team together. And I've already got the team name. It's going to be Skagnificent. And I got a couple of Juno guys who want to jump in with us. I think we'll try and get signed up early and get some more people in this thing next year.
In recognition of the KHNS 30th anniversary, we're bringing you a special feature, News from Your Past. Here's a peek into the KHNS local news archives. This is a colorful story from 1999.
The author of a recent paid commentary appearing in the Chilkat Valley News' October 22nd issue and a critic of the Haines Police Department was arrested last Wednesday for disorderly conduct. Chief Lou Wood explains the statute under which the man was charged.
Disorderly conduct, statute alleges that a person charged under that particular statute did unlawfully challenge another to fight or engage in fighting other than in self-defense, and that's a B misdemeanor offense under Alaska statutes.
The story, according to the Haines resident who was arrested, Bill Schneider, was that he was standing on Main Street talking to a group of high school students.
And as I was standing there with my back to Second Street, the chief of police pulled up, but I didn't notice it because my back was to him. But the kids, some of them, got spooked, and they said, "Oh, it's the chief of police." So I turned and looked over my shoulder, and sure enough, there was the chief of police parked stopped at the intersection. And he motioned me over, and I waved him off. And I turned my back and started talking to the kids again. And my hands were back in my pockets. And the kids said, "Bill, here comes the chief of police." And by the time I turned around, he was right in my face, and he said he was going to arrest me, came out of his mouth. And I said, "Arrest me for what?" And then he ordered me to take my hands out of my pockets, which I did. And the moment that I took my hands out of my pocket, he two-handed shoved me in my chest, knocked my hat off. I went into the street off the sidewalk, and his truck, which was now parked in the intersection, held me up. Otherwise, I would have gone ass over tea kettle.
Chief Wood said he didn't know who Schneider was when he pulled over.
I was on my way to a city council meeting and was stopped at the intersection of 2nd and Main by a person that I later identified as Mr. Schneider. During that contact, Mr. Schneider was verbally abusive to me and at one point slapped my hands and was subsequently arrested for disorderly conduct.
I'm pleading not guilty to this, and I'm going to stand with my witnesses who saw the whole thing. I can't see how I am going to be found guilty if I have five people come up and say the doggone same thing I'm saying. I was right there. Luckily for me, I have at least five eyewitnesses, three who are standing within 10 feet of me, and then people across the street. And those statements are in the police department, and they're all going to jive with what I'm saying, not what the chief of police is saying.
Chief Wood explains the department's stance on officers being approached physically.
The position that I take as a police chief, and that I encourage the officers as well to take the same position, is that as far as verbal abuse, we'll accept that. People are entitled to express their point of view. But where they cross the line occasionally is when they lay hands on us, and that's something that we will not put up with. That the public is is entitled not to be subjected to that, and when it comes to those type of things, we are members of the public.
The police department's press release on the arrest alleges that alcohol is believed to be involved, but Schneider takes exception to that.
This alcohol thing's got me. If alcohol was involved, where are the tests? Where's this blow test he should have gave me? Where's the, you know, because disorderly intoxication on a city street, you can demand a blow test. Or if I decline that, a blood test. Where is it?
According to Chief Wood, the department doesn't test people just for appearing to be intoxicated.
We don't run around giving drunks or people who have been drinking breathalyzer examinations. It serves no purpose. It's not against the law to be drunk unless they're driving. So we just don't do it. Being intoxicated is not an element of the offense of disorderly conduct. And so those were my observations in this particular case. We're not supported by a breathalyzer examination.
Arraignment in the case is set for this morning at 10 o'clock.
That past KHNS news report was from 1999. For News from Your Past, a special feature running during the KHNS membership drive to commemorate 30 years of community radio in the Upper Lynn Canal. I'm Tara Bicknell with KHNS Local News. Thanks for getting your news on KHNS Radio. We appreciate your support.